This is Senior Moments on KVON.
And again, Senior Moments comes your way, and our guest today is timely and significant for today's program. It's Celeste Junten. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yes, it's Junten.
How about that? And Celeste is with COAD Community Organizations Active in Disaster. Thanks for being here today. Before we get into learning about COAD, tell us about yourself, where you're from, and all that kind of thing, and how long you've been doing this job.
Well, I am relatively new to Napa, as well as relatively new to this job. I started in June, and since joining COAD, it's been a very active organization. My background includes human resources, as well as mediation and facilitation, so because COAD focuses so much on communication, coordination, and collaboration, it seemed like a good fit. It's been a busy time between the PSPS events and coordinating COAD agencies to support that effort. And now we're moving into the coronavirus and how we can support the community in response to this pandemic.
So tell us what COAD it does. How does it function?
Okay. COAD, first, we have three C's. We communicate, coordinate, and collaborate. Communication, we really focus on keeping our members informed during disasters and emergencies. And we also work with them on preparedness. Up until the COVID-19 situation, we had been working very closely with a lot of our partners on preparedness efforts. But during emergencies, we do focus a lot on communicating with our members and providing them with a broad range of information to assist them in their response. And then we also coordinated activities, and I can talk more about that in a minute. And then we also collaborate with our government partners, the county, who have been a great partner throughout all of this. In terms of communication, while we mainly focus on communicating with our members, we also assist the county by amplifying their messaging, particularly with vulnerable populations. COAD does everything through the lens of equity. It's very important to us, and we also focus on vulnerable populations, those that are most impacted by these emergencies.
And where does the funding come from for this organization?
Our primary funding right now is from Napa Valley Community Foundation. And some, and we have received some support from city entities as well.
And so it's, as you mentioned, primarily a communication function?
And coordination. I mean, we do coordinate. I was going to talk a little bit more about that. We do a lot of communicating, but we also do a lot of coordinating. For example, we will be coordinating the response in terms of some key areas. We will be looking at food, child care, public information and outreach, outreach to our access and functional needs community, which also includes our older adults as well as younger children and young adults who also have access and functional needs or disabilities. So we create subcommittees, and those subcommittees meet and work together to figure out what resources do we have, what needs are already being met, what unmet needs there are, and how we can pool resources to address those unmet needs.
So these are nonprofit organizations, social service organizations, yeah?
Yes, actually COAD right now, we've had about 18 new members in the last 6 months. Right now we have 85 total organizations. They include service community-based organizations, a lot of our family resource centers, Community Action Napa Valley. We also have faith-based organizations. That's a sector that we're really trying to grow. We have a couple of private organizations as well. The Vintners and Visit Napa Valley are part of COAD. And then we also have a lot of city and county departments that are members, and we partner with them. The main people providing the COAD response are our community and faith-based organizations, and our partners are really those private organizations and the city and county government structures that really help us coordinate a response and help identify unmet needs with us as well. We do take our lead kind of from the county. We self-activate in some areas where we know there are unmet needs, but we really do look to the county, too, to help us make sure that messaging and communication are consistent and also helping identify unmet needs mm-hmm. that are kind of outside the scope of the county's ability to respond.
Mm-hmm. So what's a day looking like right now? We've had this tremendous amount of change day to day over the last week or even two. It's hard to believe sometimes when you get into a situation like this, you'll say, was it only 2 days ago that this was happening? And now, you know, the changes move so quickly. So what's it looking like right at the moment? What are the highest priorities for COAD?
The highest priorities for COAD right now are trying to get our members organized into subcommittees, and so we'll be working on that over the next week. And to really, right now, it's the typical day is a lot of stuff coming at us and not a lot of time to say, okay, step back and how can we get this organized so that we have an organized response and we don't leave gaps and we're not duplicating efforts. We want to be as effective as possible in our response. So it's right now we're trying to kind of collate all of that information coming to us and figure out how we can break into different subcommittees to best address those activities. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of briefings going on as well, so we're trying to keep up with the most current information. And you're right, it changes. We were on one path, and then Friday the schools announced that they would be closing schools, and so we have a meeting on Sunday to figure out what does that mean. I think the thing that we're realizing more than anything is that this is going to be a real marathon, and we need to have a very broad lens in terms of how we create our response. So we're really taking the time right now to get organized in these next few days so that we can be as effective as possible.
Mm-hmm. If we can, it would be great to talk a little bit more in detail about, as you say, all these things that are coming at you, the input you're getting. It's pretty clear with the school closure, one of the immediate concerns was childcare for people who are continuing mm-hmm. to work, what happens with those kids. And then a second big concern was the school feeding programs, breakfast and lunch programs. Talk about those issues if you'd like, or the next place I want to go is what else is coming at you that you have to organize?
Food is a big issue for children as well as older adults. Older adults are being told to shelter in place. It's not an order, but particularly if you're over 65 or you have a vulnerable health condition, certainly you want to be out, staying and isolating yourself. And so food becomes a big issue for that group as well. So Community Action Napa Valley, their Meals on Wheels and Food Bank program, we're working with them. They've become very active in terms of bringing on new older adults to their programming. In the schools, they have the grab-and-go lunches. I know during the PSPS events, it was very concerning that kids were out of school and missing, you know, if they had free or reduced lunch and breakfast, that they were missing those meals. So it was really great to see that the school district was on it right away and providing those grab-and-go meals, because that's really critical for families. During the PSPS events, we also had some additional food support programs, and we'll be looking to see if we can continue that as well. So food is definitely a huge issue, and could be for because of the situation that we're in, could be for a longer time. So what was your next question?
Other than school closure impacts, what else is in that?
There's a lot of questions about the most recent, you know, surrounding counties have their
shelter in place.
Mm-hmm. And Napa County has not taken that direction yet. It could be a matter of time, yes. But at this point, I'm trying to give people enough time to prepare as well. So right now, the county has issued an order that no gatherings larger than 50. And that's because Napa still doesn't have any confirmed cases. Even those going into the emergency room mostly have the flu, that's one of the complications with COVID-19 is there's so many other illnesses still going on that are regular illnesses.
Mm-hmm. And other things that are coming at you, we're talking about?
So the recent county orders, people are looking at that. People are asking a lot of questions about what about seniors whose animals, who you know, they can't take care of them and walk them. And so we'll be working with our animal subcommittee to help assist those things. People have a lot of questions about COVID-19, and we're trying to refer them to public health and work with public health to get more information out. We have a lot of requests for information in Spanish, and our partners at the county have been very helpful with us trying to get that kind of communication out. So a lot of information requests. And just a lot of people concerned about how economically we're going to get through this. COAD more specifically focuses on supporting our member organizations. And again, we have 85. But each of those organizations mostly focuses on supporting individuals and families. And we're getting more requests, too, on how can you help us small businesses stay afloat? So, hear some of the things you're talking about. Let's, you know, try to help some of our local restaurants who are making deliveries and those things. A lot of people want to volunteer. So we're getting a lot, what can I do? What can I do to help? And we're trying to say, can you give us just a minute to figure out the best way to deploy volunteers and the safest way. A lot of people want to help some of our older adults by delivering groceries, and we want to make sure that we have that we've vetted that process so that we're not exposing anyone to undue risk of catching the illness.
Very good. We're talking with Celeste Junta from COAD, Community Organizations Active in Disaster. As you've heard, 85 different organizations are part of this group. And it's been around how long now? A couple of years?
COAD was started in 2016.
Mm-hmm. 16,
And
okay.
It was part of an after-action from the earthquake and the mm-hmm. Lake County fire.
Mm-hmm. And who's ultimately in charge? COAD.
I am the director, but I work under our executive committee, which includes, I think at this point we have 8 or 9 members in the executive committee. We just lost someone, so we're trying to replace them. And our executive team spans up and down the valley. We have somebody from Up Valley Family Centers, Indira Lopez. Michelle Gruppe from COPE is our chair. Dorothy Stengel, who also heads up Community Leaders Coalition, is our co-chair. Our treasurer is Pete Shaw from Crosswalk Churches. And our secretary is Wendy Pisha, who is heads up our animal subcommittee, and she's part of the Napa Humane. Then we also have a couple of members at large, including Jen Kosenbach and Nathan Gilfenbaum. And then our county partner is Lisa Fletcher from Public Health.
Very good. So what's on your agenda for today?
Let's see. Getting together with the executive committee to develop a longer-term plan. As you said, things change daily, and so, you know, there were some rumblings that, you know, we could be in this situation through the end of the school year. So it's like, whoa, wait a minute. We need to really figure out what we need to do. So executive committee is coming up with a broader plan, and then we'll be trying to loop in all of our subcommittees and are setting another general COAD meeting. We had a webinar yesterday with a presentation from Public Health, as well as a presentation on how to create a pandemic annex for your continuing operations to make sure that you can continue operating during this time when you're providing key public services. So that is the big event for the day, and responding to many different questions that came out of our webinar yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Unlike some organizations that come here on the Senior Moments program, it doesn't sound like you're really recruiting volunteers at the moment. You sound like you have a lot of volunteers interested. Is that part of your message at this point?
We do have a lot of volunteers. I know that CVNL is working on volunteers. I know Up Valley that Rhonda House is getting a lot of people wanting to come forward and volunteering. We are trying to figure out all of our volunteer needs, and at that point, particularly once we figure out what are the unmet needs and what are the processes for making sure that we can use volunteers in an effective and safe way, we'll be probably getting more of that messaging out.
Mm-hmm. And what about funding? Are you in the market for funding from people who are saying, I don't know what to do, but I've got some money?
COAD could certainly use funding. We can certainly use more help. So, yes, Mm-hmm. Funding's always a need in just about any nonprofit.
And how would someone get in touch with you and talk about something like that?
You can get in touch with me at celeste@napavalleycoad.org, or you can reach me at 707-815-4227.
And would you repeat those for me, please?
Okay. It's celeste@napavalleycoad.org or 707-815-4227.
All right. Celeste, thanks for being here today and our Senior Moments Program expert for the morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Tough job. Keep up the good work out there. And that's it for Senior Moments for today.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit.